On a Tuesday, we love talking about the weekend of sport just gone with our armchair expert, Tom Fury. Are you still in the armchair, mate?
Oh, gosh, mate. It was a weekend where I did on occasions get up there and approach the television, shall we say, rather dramatically.
Well, on a Sunday afternoon, were you hanging in there with the West Tigers because they just clung on to victory?
Look, I'm going with happy the West Tigers, and we have been following them a bit over the last few weeks. Certainly you felt that was the players basically answering the questions. Not so much the coach, who's been under a lot of pressure, but I think it was the players answering a few questions.
I think it was on so many levels, and also the West Tigers finally putting the players out there who should be out on the pitch. Young Zach Sini with his mullet haircut on the wing in blonde hair. That's the kind of West Tiger you should be seeing out there, my friends.
Yeah, yes, you're quite right there, Bear. You're right.
Who's sad today?
Look, I'm going with sad. Previously in the past, we have gone with sad with the amount of tattoos on display in all sports. But you've already mentioned it, Bear, and I'm going with it. The mullet, mate. The mullet is making a comeback in sports right across Australia, and I don't know if there's a call for it or a need.
Oh, look, they've got to be out somewhere. They might as well be on the field. I mean, Tommy Radonikis, he called for it. He said the mullet should be an important part of the game, and thankfully it's returned. I just see it. It's now this, and next thing, we'll see the Newtown Blue Bags out there.
It seemed to start with people wanting to basically shave around their ears, yeah, shall we say, and it's just marched onto a mullet. I'm not happy about it, mate.
Well, I mean, ultimately, I think it was a hairdressing mistake that's just been cleaned up as best it can.
Cricketers, Aussie Rules players, rugby league players, and soccer players, yeah, they're all doing it. Not right.
Who's red-eyed today?
We'll go with Man United fans. We'll probably go with the old English Premier League, actually. The United fans, their version of storming the capital, taking to the pitch, stopping Liverpool from giving them a flogging, no doubt, and all in protest at the owners who are, you know, basically billionaires, basically by not really paying off the debt they started with when they bought the club.
Say it louder. They might hear you in Tampa, Florida, where they actually live. So, Tom, just going back to your younger years, back in the 70s and early 80s, you know, rioting used to be an important part of the English Premier League. They would riot because the score was close. They would riot because they flogged someone or because they were just flogged. But now it seems they're rioting because they don't like their corporate masters.
Yes, it's come full circle. Yeah, it's come full circle. For years, it used to be that you wanted a rich owner to invest in the club. But now the rich owners, well, they don't really invest in the club. They take a lot of money out in a lot of cases. And this is certainly the case with Man United. I think this might be the start of something. We might be returning to this over the next few months. I think it's got a bit of momentum.
Be careful what you wish for, football fans. And finally, who's looking towards the future?
Well, it's up and running, isn't it, Bear? How was the first week?
Bengala Group 21. Yeah, it started off with a bang on Friday night with Singleton defeating Denman, and the Muswellbrook Rams returned for the first time in first grade since 2018. Sadly, they couldn't get past the Tigers, but a big crowd down there. Very happy to see them, and we're on to round two. Everybody's looking forward to seeing the reigning premiers, the Thoroughbreds, trotting out and seeing what they can do for this new season.
Absolutely perfect weather to get the season going too.
It is fantastic. The autumn weather around the Hunter Valley has been absolutely gorgeous, perfect for playing and watching football, if you don't mind me saying, from either at the ground or the armchair, Tom.
Yep, time for a haircut, mate.
Don't do it. Don't do it, Tom.
I haven't got enough there. Maybe there's one or two yelling at the radio. I bet this guy's bald.
See ya.
Catch you later, man. See ya, mate.